We're almost a week into hurricane season, and places like Houston, Texas, still have not recovered from last year's storms. Scientists say part of the reason last year's season was so devastating is that the hurricanes themselves are changing. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports.
Hurricane Harvey hit the Texas coast on August 25th, 2017. And then, for nearly a week, it made its way real leisurely across the southeastern part of the state.
The situation in Houston is getting more dire by the
hour. Hurricane Harvey has brought unprecedented levels of flooding.
20 inches of rain in some areas so far.
A trillion gallons, like 3 feet of rain. This is one of the greatest weather catastrophes in the nation's history.
In Houston, it was a new kind of hurricane disaster, a massive urban inland flood. James Cossin studies global hurricanes at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Hurricane Harvey obviously was a real outlier in terms of the amount of rain it dropped. And the amount of rain it dropped was due almost entirely to the fact that it moved so slowly.
And Cossin says that's getting more common for tropical cyclones around the world.
They seem to have slowed down just about everywhere.
The reason? Climate change. As the poles get warmer, the big currents of wind between the poles and the tropics slow down. Storms ride on that wind, kind of like a boat in a stream.
Yeah, the wind itself that carries the tropical cyclones within it is slowing down, and therefore the tropical cyclones are slowing down.
In a study published today in the journal Nature, Cossin found storms all over the world have slowed down 10% in the last 70 years. Hurricanes moving over land in North America specifically have slowed down even more than that on average. Cossin says that's all really bad news.
If you think of it, all of the things that come along with a tropical cyclone visiting your neighborhood, they're all bad, and you don't want them to last very long. If the wind's blowing really hard and it blows a few more hours than it would have, the likelihood of knocking that structure down increases. So you get more rainfall, you get more wind damage, you also get greater storm surge. Slower storms will have a tendency to push a larger wall of water in front of them. So it's kind of a triple threat.
He also says these storms could be more deadly because we're not used to having storms hang out over inland cities.
People don't necessarily evacuate from inland locations, and so they get a lot of freshwater flooding, and then you also get these compound events of mudslides, and that's really where we get really large loss of life.
He warns a lot of places need to reassess their hurricane risks. That'll probably mean new evacuation plans, flood maps, and emergency systems for a lot of cities. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.